This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a Funk Friday on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy New Year to you. Hopefully had some fun on New Year's Eve. We were driving back from North Carolina on New Year's Eve, so we got home before the sun went down, thankfully. But the cops were out. They were waiting for you.
Yeah.
Hopefully they didn't find you.
Oh, man.
Get an Uber. Stay home. But, we was getting the house. I was in bed. I was asleep by 11:15.
Did you mean kiss your wife on New Year's?
I kissed her on New Year's Day.
You got to
And on New Year's Eve. Oh, at midnight?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We were both sleeping.
Oh, no. Gave my wife some sugar at on the dot. And then.
It was New Year's in London.
Yeah. They did. Neighbor did a little fireworks. Not a lot. Because I know I shut that down at my house. But he did some and everything. They got sparklers.
You guys got people doing fireworks on Christmas Eve in your neighborhood?
No.
There was a lot of fireworks around our house on Christmas Eve.
Really?
I was like, when are we going to start doing this?
I don't know. I don't know.
People will do fireworks for anything.
But yeah, I know
I
that. But I say what I do.
I mean, they got a fireworks stand in Publix.
Yes.
So like, I get it. Fireworks are available.
Yeah.
And people like them. But I don't know, we were doing that at midnight on Christmas Eve. It's like, we got kids sleeping
in
there.
Yeah, my boy. And I messed up because, like, again, she had the fireworks in the cart and showed me the press, said, no, I'm going to do it, whatever. And I had to promise to have a 4th of July party at our house like we had the 1 year. And so that's what got me out of fireworks this time.
Now you got 6 months to
come up with. Now I got 6 months to come up with something else.
Yeah,
but the reason why I said that is because we put in a New Year's resolution for the midday show while you were gone. While you were gone. It's going to be 2026 is the year of Abe.
Okay.
We're getting it.
Fair enough.
Abe is going to have, and we have by the 4th of July party, all right?
Okay.
To have Abe as a plus one.
Okay.
Okay. And the one is.
I know what you mean.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not Chipper.
It's not Chipper. Yes. Yes.
Chipper probably doesn't like fireworks or something. Abe was probably going to say something like that.
Yeah.
I heard Abe. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
He's not even here and just echoes in my mind.
Yes.
Chipper doesn't even like fireworks.
Yeah.
Shut up, Abe. That's not what we were trying to get at. Trying to get you a lady.
We're trying to get you a lady.
There's got to be, there's a lot of people that listen, right?
Yes.
It's a big audience. There's men, women. There are single women that listen to this show,
yes,
right?
There are.
Or women that have single friends.
Yes.
That like the stuff Abe likes.
Yes.
Trivia, running.
Yes.
Getting corrected. You want a man that'll never let you live down a single mistake? Abe's the one for you.
Yes. So I'm just saying, we got to get him a plus one.
All right.
All right. We got to scour. You know, I remember when Duke Sabel did that thing with Sean, which was
it was really funny.
It was funny as hell, man.
They didn't vet the candidates.
No, they didn't vet very well. But
maybe
that's
what we should do.
Huh?
Can we do a contest?
Well, I think we should start by getting him at that Hawks game,
yes.
Right? Get him out there at the Hawks game, which, by the way,
it's coming up.
Just a quick piece of real news. Trey's not going to play tonight.
Yeah.
Trey's out for the game tonight against the Knicks. So, yeah, they'll probably win.
Yeah, they'll probably win tonight, which is crazy. And speaking of Abe, I'm sure they're going to be – you can go hang out with him tonight and Michelob Ultra for a Hawks watch party. It's tonight. It's at the Harvey in Chamblee. Pretty sure there's nice girls in Chamblee.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some nice young ladies.
I've heard a lot of good things about the women of Chamblee.
Well,
Chamblee Tucker.
Abe's going to be there.
So
if you're listening, ladies, Abe's going to be there. He's going to be in his nice polo or nice button-up with his jeans. He likes to tuck his shirt in.
Yeah.
So he's not a sloppy person.
He's got manners.
Yes.
He's polite.
Very polite. He'll pay for your drink, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, he's getting a $250 appearance fee, so the least he could do is pay for your drinks,
man.
Or get you a Mick Ultra for free.
Something like that. Yeah.
Because it's on the house, since he's there on behalf. Okay. All right. I like that. Yeah. I like that. I was nervous. I was like, you guys made a New Year's resolution without me? Is this an intervention? What are you guys about to tell me? Okay, good. It's about somebody else. Got it.
Yes,
you make any for you?
No, I don't make resolutions.
Nah, I didn't either.
I tell you, my kids got me, that was so funny. They got me a treadmill. But we have the one already.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a personal treadmill. Like, it's like 6 feet long, and it just So I can walk while I'm watching TV.
The other one's for multiple people?
That one's in the, that, you know, we got the regular size treadmill back at the gym. Uh-huh. But this one is a, just a regular one.
Oh, so it's like a little guy?
Yeah.
And you could put it, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Like just, and you always watch TV. Why don't you walk while you watch TV? You know what? Cool.
All right.
Been on the thing every day.
That's great.
Been on every day. It's pretty fun, except for when you're hungover. Your equilibrium's off. So I'm gonna take a damn tumble this morning. Yeah, I'm gonna take a damn tumble. Okay, you gotta get at least 15. Get some of these juices flowing in your body.
Yeah, it's amazing how that helps.
Yeah, dog. I almost fell into the damn the glass door though.
You know what I found out? I took Boone for a walk, like on a different route. I got tired of going on the same route. So we went on a different route the other day and walked by this it's like a little kind of strip mall that's not far from the house.
Mm-hmm.
They have one of those IV places.
Yeah.
Where they can hook you up to like a drip if you're hungover.
Yeah.
I've never done that before. You ever tried that?
Yeah.
Did it work?
I don't know. It was cool.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, only thing I hate about, I hate needles.
Oh, I hate needles.
And I hate IVs and everything.
But I also hate hangovers.
But I was like, cool. Let's try it. And it was fine. It was cool.
I'm going to plan out my next
hangover.
And I kind
of had to do it because I was like really, really dehydrated. Mm-hmm. Like really. Like it was messing up.
Like medically dehydrated?
It felt like it, dude. I thought I was.
Not just thirsty, actually dehydrated.
I thought I was going to see him. I ain't never been. I was like, God, what is wrong? Because I had the sun all day and taking them drinks in. So I was like, they were like, well, there's this place not too far off the resort. They have this, blah, 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 blah. So fine, let's go get it done.
Yeah, I want to go try it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it out someday.
And you can do it even if you don't, not hungover.
Right, of course. That's probably what they recommend.
Yeah. They put nutrients and all kinds of stuff in the bag.
I'm sure that's not the only purpose of the place. In fact, it's probably not the purpose of the place. But yeah, I want to try it out. I want to see. Because all the other hangover stuff, it's, you know, hit or miss, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, people have this remedy, that remedy. It's the remedy is this. Be tough and let time pass.
Yeah, man.
That's all it is.
That's all you got to do,
That's all you got to do. Tough it out. And know you did it to yourself. Okay?
No, just know that.
It was a decision that you made.
Just know that deep down. You're the reason why you're like this.
Exactly. You don't get to call out of stuff. You don't get to miss stuff. You just go to it hungover. That's how it goes. You made those choices. You had that last drink you didn't need.
Yeah.
You knew you didn't need it. You even said to yourself while you were taking it, God, I'm going to regret this in the morning. And you took it anyway. So you're going to show up on time. You're going to smile. All right? That's the way it goes. Much like being a Falcons fan. You're going to show up on time, try to. On Sunday, 1 o'clock, be in your seat. Falcons and Saints. Probably feel a little hungover given the first 16 games of the year. But you got your rival, got him at home, got a chance to go 2-0 against him this year.
They're playing, and
that'd be nice.
They're playing good. I mean, I know we talk, you know, aside from the outcome of this game, or what's going to happen on Monday, your season's over. Like the Saints, this is the best they've played.
Yeah, they
this
have.
This is the best they've played.
Well,
they seem like they got something with their young quarterback in Chuck. The difference is that we expected them to be in this position. You know,
right, they were supposed to be here. Yeah.
And now, like you said, you get an opportunity. I mean, no matter what, no matter what the records are, it's still the damn Saints.
Pretty funny as you look at the NFC South standings. The Falcons have won 3 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
The Saints have won 4 in a row. The Panthers and the Bucks have both lost games. The Panthers have lost 4 in a row. I think they've lost like 6 out of 7.
Who, the Bucks?
It's the Bucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bucks have fallen off
the
cliff.
Yeah, man. They're falling off. And you know, and it's funny. I laughed when you were doing the last segment because it is crazy. The Falcons still have like – they have no chance, but they can still affect the outcome of the playoffs.
Right. And for people that don't know, if the Falcons beat the Saints on Sunday and finish at 8-9, then the Panthers make the playoffs, period. If the Panthers lose to the Bucks on Saturday night and they're both 8-9, then the Falcons' three-way tie would put the Bucks into the playoffs off of the regular season matchup because they beat them twice, right?
Yes.
Now, if the Bucks beat the Panthers and the Falcons lose, then the Bucks go to the playoffs.
Right.
So the Bucks have to win on Saturday and then sit there and sweat it out while the Falcons are playing the Bucks.
That's crazy. Like, you can't even get your hat t-shirt.
Nope.
Yeah,
you know, that is. How do you celebrate that? Like, you're happy you won.
But you're like, you're the Bucks. You're blanking bricks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You are.
And if you're Carolina – you know, you're going to kick yourself because you didn't win that game and just, you know, whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, you're sitting there watching the damn – like, the Falcons are holding the fate of two teams.
That's right. Neither of which
neither of them are there.
Is themselves.
I don't know. The Saints can still finish in second place outright.
That's right.
The NFC South.
If, there the, we Saints go. If the Saints beat the Falcons,
Saints beat the Falcons
and the Panthers Tampa, beat the Bucks, yeah. then the Saints finish in second place in the division.
Wow.
Which who would have seen that coming?
Nobody.
That might be the thing that should make everyone ashamed. Because, well, the Saints, right. The Saints finishing in second place and 7-10 would probably feel, especially because that would be 5 wins in a row to end the season with a rookie quarterback. Like, right. You're wearing your Saints gear right now. That probably feels pretty good. Like, I have to feel, you're probably thinking to yourself, hey,
that's crazy.
All right, we
didn't
feel okay
suck
about
at the end
this.
Of the season, and we got our quarterback. Yeah,
right. You got it. Right, exactly. Everybody else is furious at themselves. Everyone else is like, "What in the world?"
That's what's crazy about these two teams playing. It's the best two teams in the division. Neither one of them can win the division.
It's true.
Zero chance.
All four teams in the division are playing in the division, and the best game of the weekend will be between the two teams that are mathematically eliminated yes. and have been. For weeks. It's not like the Falcons lost a nail biter on Monday night to a good Rams
no.
team. Like last year, remember that?
Yes.
They lost a Monday night nail biter to the Commanders
yeah.
when they still had a chance to make the playoffs. No, they were eliminated in November. They've been out of this thing forever. Like and here we are, and here we sit. I don't know. That's a good question. What's the funniest or most frustrating possible outcome? If they win and all three teams are 8-9 and they're out because of the tiebreakers, or if they lose and they have a worse record than the Saints and they finish dead last place in the division? I don't know. Not sure.
No. But,
both terrible.
But
terrible options.
But you got your thing. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody has some kind of incentives or something. Last game of the year, catch incentives or something like that. So, I mean, go out there and get your money, man.
Let me ask you this.
I'm listening.
When we come in on Monday, do you think that Raheem Morris is still the head coach?
When we come in here Monday?
Yeah.
Yes.
I do too.
Yes. Now, that it could happen at 2 o'clock because everything breaks on freaking Dukes
true.
And Bell anyway.
I keep forgetting that it's Friday
yeah.
and that this is it.
Yeah.
So we're kind of previewing everything. And
right.
then when we come in Monday, the regular season will be over.
Yes.
Man, that's you're right. It could happen at some point during the show Monday because that's kind of when they do – firings.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want the guy fired, you fire him Sunday.
Yes.
If you really wanted him fired, you fired him already,
yes.
which some teams yeah. have done. And there's a handful of teams that'll make that decision on Sunday night or Monday. No, I'm with you. I think the Falcons are going to win on Sunday. I think they'll finish 8-9. I think Raheem will be the head coach Monday, and I think he'll be the head coach next year. That's what I
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think,
Andy, that when we start our show at 11 o'clock on Monday morning, God willing, he'll still be the head coach.
I do, too. What about when we finish it?
I don't know.
Does it depend on what happens on Sunday?
It will help a lot if they win.
I think it would.
Yeah, it will help a lot if they win.
It would. God. Do we want to be here? Is this like, you know what I mean? We've been here for so long.
Yeah.
Do they want to be
What's
here?
What's going to change?
Well, nothing if nothing changes.
But I'm saying, how do we know that change is good?
We don't. Yeah. We don't. That's right. So I guess we just get comfortable here, whether you want to be here or not. You know what I mean? Your car broke down on the way to Hollywood. Now you live in Phoenix.
Yes. My sister-in-law on the way driving from L.A.
They're going the other way.
Yeah, they're coming from L.A. I was like, y'all driving from L.A. to Georgia? Yeah. Why?
For fun. You know, road trips.
Basically what they said.
All right. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Load them up. It's the first AMA of 2026. I haven't had a chance to answer your questions in a while. I would love to. Talk to you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.